be a take to put your bit with her, so I'm happy. Now, you know what day of the week it is. You can't hear the music, can you?
Not a thing. Not a thing.
Because Peter Jones has not got his headphones on because they stopped working halfway through.
Yeah,
that'll
typical.
Teach you. That'll teach you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by the gorgeous, delectable writer. Don't look over your shoulder, it's you. Peter Jones. Now, Peter has written some amazing books, from Invisible, should we talk the one, to Irresistible, How to Do Everything and Be Happy, How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim, How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting, and the new book, which is The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl.
Yes.
Plus your workshops as well.
Yeah, well, I don't write the workshops, I do the workshops.
You do the workshops.
But, yeah.
But you're here every month with your happy club.
Yeah, it's happy club time. I've got a bone to pick with you as well.
Really?
You said, don't bring me any biscuits, and I didn't bring you any biscuits, and then you bitched about the fact I didn't bring you any biscuits, and what did I bring?
You brought me little bunnies.
I brought you chocolate bunnies. Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely. I'm just going to have one now. Mm. And they're kind of like Maltesery.
Yeah.
But they've got.
Malteser bunnies.
Malteser bunnies, but they've got a bit of toffee in them.
Yeah. Well, I think they're kind of a Malteser flavoured centre.
I hope these are chocolates, and I hope they're not sort of bunny droppings you broke up. Very tasty, anyway.
Yes, that's obviously what I did. Shall we talk about bucket lists?
I'm sorry, moving to take over my show, why don't you? Was I being a bit too slow for you?
No, you're talking about bunny droppings.
Sorry. So what are we talking about today?
I thought we'd talk about bucket lists.
Yes.
Okay, and now, do you know what a bucket list is?
I do, but you might not know, and Peter's going to tell you.
Okay. a bucket list is, I think it came from the movie of the same name, which was a few years ago, wasn't it? And it starred Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, and they played two old guys who are on a cancer ward, and both of them had only been given a few weeks to live. But the Jack Nicholson character, he's like a multi-millionaire or something like that, and he catches his roommate writing a list on a piece of paper, on a bit of file paper, and he says, "What are you writing?" And Morgan Freeman says, "It's my bucket list. It's all the things I want to do before I kick the bucket." And so Jack Nicholson has a look at it, and he says, "Well, I think we can do better than that." And he starts making some alterations, and they spend the rest of the movie going off and doing all the things on the list. And think some of them are like see the Great Wall of China, go to this particular restaurant, kiss the most beautiful girl in the world, all of that malarkey. Do you remember that film?
I've never seen it because it's about death, and I get a little bit kind of, you know.
Well, it's a very upbeat film. I watched it as, and I think a lot of people watch it and think, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a list of all the things I want to do before I kick the bucket. Now, I've got a couple of immediate problems I had a couple of immediate problems with this. First of all, it's a bucket list because that's what you want to do before you kick the bucket. And the problem with this concept, in my mind, being a sort of self-helpy, guru-y type person.
I gave you that title.
Thank you. Is that it's all too far in the future. It's all like at this far distant point, you know, towards the end of your life. If I was suddenly given a few weeks to live and I suddenly started writing a list, I don't know whether I'd be able to, you know, focus enough to do the items on the list. I don't know whether that would particularly help me. I'd probably just, you know, I'd probably be under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. So I think you shouldn't save these things to later in your life. You should do them now. So I renamed the bucket list the Now List.
Mm-hmm.
And the second problem I had was, having decided that I was going to do the items on this list, I promptly didn't make a list for about a year because I was waiting for some ideas to put on the list. And what I discovered was that actually, if you create a blank list, then things present themselves. So what I want your listeners to do right now, what I want you to do, Michelle, is to, on your phone, on your iPad, on a regular shopping list piece of paper, is just take a blank piece of paper and head it up Now List. Okay, and the next time you have that moment where somebody says, "Oh, we've just come back from blah, 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 or Egypt," or something like that, and you think, "Oh, well, I've always wanted to do that." That is the moment when you take out that blank piece of paper and you scribble down the first item on your list.
Yeah.
And you start to build your list like that. Now, with that in mind, I thought I'd tell you about some of the things that are on my list. Or do you want to know about some of the things I've done? I'll tell you about some of the things that I've done on my list first. So here are a few, half a dozen perhaps. I went up in a glider. That was, you don't fancy that, going up in a glider. That was really, really good fun. Mm-hmm. It was a bit scary as well. I had, in my head, I had images of this sedately being dragged behind a maybe a biplane and then going up and wafting around in the clouds for a bit. But that's not how they launch gliders at all. They kind of launch them on the end of an elastic band and they go up at a 45 degree angle.
Lovely.
Yeah, and also it crashed as well. And then I had to do it again. I did quad biking. That's pretty good fun.
Yeah.
I had a flotation tank experience. Have you ever done that?
I don't like the sound of that at all. I know, well, no, because it's silent and it's, and then you go kind of weird in your head and you.
That's the idea. You're supposed to fall into this lovely sort of like
relaxation,
deep sleep. Yeah, and it's supposed to be every hour in the flotation tank is meant to be like 10 years sleeping in bed or something like that. I don't know.
Was it good?
Actually, that was an interesting experience because I actually came to the conclusion I prefer my bath at home where I've got where I can.
It's not got a lid on it, and it's not like a watery coffin.
Well, there's that. But it's an experience I'd always wanted to do, and I did it, and then the conclusion I drew from it was that I didn't really want to do it again, and I preferred sort of like my bath with the bubbles and all that sort of malarkey. But it's still something that, you know, if you're thinking at home right now, oh, I've always wanted to do that, I think you should put it on your list. Oh, I did a keeper for a day experience as well. Have you ever done that?
What?
A keeper for a day. No. I went to Colchester Zoo, and for a day I was a zookeeper. And so I mucked out the what are those things on the advert? I forgot what they're called.
Poo?
Meerkats. Mucked out the meerkat.
You mucked out a meerkat.
Yeah, well, we went into the meerkat enclosure, and there they all were standing on, you know, looking out as you do. And I fed the meerkats and I cleaned the cage, and then we went into the lemur enclosure as well and fed the lemurs, which was absolutely awesome. Fed the tigers.
That'd be nice with the meerkats.
Not with the meerkats. Just a bit of meat on the end of a very long pole. What else did you do? The hogs, the wild boar hogs. Mm-hmm. Do you know where they get their food from?
No.
Sainsbury's. Yeah.
Not seen many of them in Sainsbury's.
I know. Yeah, who knew? There you go. No, we got these boxes and boxes of food in Sainsbury's in blazers on the side. And I said to the headkeeper, this didn't really come from Sainsbury's, did he? But yeah, absolutely. They all the out-of-date veg they put in a box and they send to the Colchester Zoo to feed the animals.
Kind.
What else? Aardvarks as well. Sort of sat with the aardvarks while they were sleeping. That was it was a fantastic day. That's brilliant. And actually, that raises another point. That was actually a gift. And one of the problems when I run workshops that often comes up is that people say the problem with a now list is all very well, you know, writing a now list or a bucket list, call it what you will, but often these things involve money. And not everybody's, you know, got a lot of money. Yep. A lot of people, you know, are on a budget, and, you know, and these things are expensive. And it's like, what's the point if I can never afford it? And there are various solutions to this. But one of them I found is that once your friends and family discover that you've got this list, this instantly solves all their birthday and Christmas problems. And and people start buying you Christmas presents and birthday presents, which are in order to go and do the things on your list. And that's how I ended up being keeper for a day. And my assistant, Jules, she bought me one for Christmas as well. And at some point I'm going to do scuba diving lessons.
Oh, nice.
Have you got a bucket list or a now list?
No, I haven't. I have to do a bit more travel now, but then we're going to come back to it. Oh, is that your phone?
That's not my phone, it's your phone.
Oh, my God, I'm on air. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's never happened to me before. Oh my god! I'm really sorry. That was like God calling or something. Talking about bucket lists, and was just.
Well, maybe it was somebody calling you to say, you know, that's a lie. You've got a bucket list, and I know what's on your bucket list.
Right, we'll be back because we've got loads of questions coming from people on Facebook as well about their bucket lists and how to achieve them. So we'll be back with Peter Jones just after this. How embarrassing! I'm sorry.
Phoenix FM.
Peter Jones is in the studio. No, we weren't on the air when you were saying that word earlier.
Good.
And I was moaning about one of my guests. I never do that, actually. I love all my guests as much as I do you. Now, I'm joined in the studio by writer, author, Peter Jones. Tell them about the website you got as well.
There's two websites you can go to. If you want to know about me, then that's peterjonesauthor.com.
Yep.
And if you want to know about happiness and all my how-to books, then the best place to go to is probably howtodoeverythingandbehappy.com.
I've never seen a happier man. You never come in a bad mood, actually, Peter. I must say that. So your books do work.
Yeah, of course they work.
No, they do. I'm just saying they do. And I've read from
Invisible to Irresistible.
It's a brilliant book. And I loved it.
That's only the little one as well, isn't it? Really, so it's a good one to start with, I think. Yeah.
And I am still reading How to Do Everything and Be Happy.
Right.
But it's because I'm not quite in the place that I should be to do actually action point. And you have to do the action point. There's no point skimming a book. You have to do it. And you always say, do what's written down.
Yeah, well, that is the thing, isn't it? Because, yeah. I mean, I used to read self-help books and, I think a lot of people read a book and then they get to the end and then they don't do anything about it. So yeah. When I was writing those books, I was keen to try and encourage people to do things. But I think that they're quite practical, aren't they?
Yep, they are very practical. I'm just going to lean over the desk. Hold on one second.
What are you doing?
There we go.
Let me
just do that.
Hello. You're moving me around.
I should have just moved the microphone. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that with your ears. Totally sorry.
That's what that person who was phoning up to say. That person who was phoning up to say, I can't hear that bloke. Or maybe he's saying, I could hear too much of that
it's
bloke.
It's not. I don't normally have the buzzer on my phone.
Right,
sorry. That's unprofessional. You don't get that at the BBC.
With Steve Wright in the afternoon or anything like that.
How dare you? Dare you? Right, so we're talking about bucket lists.
Yes, bucket lists.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've had a few responses in from
good.
A few of my friends.
Yeah, we have, and I love them. Some of them are really great as well. Should we read them out?
Yes. Go on then.
Read out. Well, I can't see them.
Right, it's all going wrong. I'll cut this out. It'll look professional.
Yeah, yeah. When it goes out live on here, it'll be perfect.
Fine. Right, now, Denise has put, she's put a few things. She would like to go on the Orient Express.
Yes.
She wants to have 10 stone 7 pounds of something. I think she would like to be 10 stone 7.
Yes.
Flamenco dancing.
Yes.
Greek islands again and Paris again.
Yeah. Now, it's funny, isn't it? Because I've noticed that when we do this in workshops, a lot of people's bucket lists, and mine indeed is the same. You end up with all these places you want to visit in the world. And it's very easy when you're writing your bucket list, your now list, to get stuck in a rut and end up just listing a whole load of places that you want to go to. But it's also experiences, isn't it? Like, if you want to learn how to do flamenco dancing, or in your case, tap dancing. I heard you saying, you said earlier, didn't you, that you'd like to wish you'd done that earlier in life, you know, when you were a kid. You can't go backwards in time, but you can do these things now, and that's the point. That's why I call it a now list. Is don't wait. Don't wait. Don't think. You know, I should have done tap dancing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, book yourself in on a lesson. Find somewhere that does it, and then do it. So yeah. But the other one she mentioned was she wanted to be a certain weight, didn't she?
Yeah.
Now you see, I personally would have said that's not really an experience, so I wouldn't have said put that on the bucket list. Sure, that's a goal something you want to aspire to. So I'm still do that thing, but I don't think that's. I think your now list, your bucket list, should be made up of experiences, things that make you happy and make you smile.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of the year, my best friend. I think I might not have mentioned it. My best friend died in January.
Yeah,
really lovely guy. Loved him to bits, and I miss him because it's really difficult. Yeah.
How old was he?
Really difficult that you died, because it's difficult because you don't have that person when something good happens or something bad.
He was quite young though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was only 46.
Yeah.
So to ring up and kind of go, that person's gone, and it makes a huge difference to your life when you lose a friend. I mean, I know it's somebody's husband and it's somebody's dad as well.
But it brings it home, doesn't it?
It brings it home. So therefore, I did my tap dancing.
Yes.
I got myself another job, which I got within 24 hours.
Yes.
And I also entered a singing competition as well. So that's three or four, and I've done something else. So four things since January, died on January 6th, that I've done to sort of do positive things. Doesn't matter about my weight.
Yeah.
At the moment, because I'm not going to put that off as an excuse not to live and do things.
Mm. Okay. What else we got on the
what else we got? Well, now Dee said she'd like to go to New York. That again is the same thing, isn't it?
Travel thing.
Yeah,
but I mean, the travels are great, and travel is a good place to start, you know. But but people do tend to get stuck in a rut, and they end up just writing places. And the other thing is, travel is very can be very expensive. Although that said, I mean, one of the things that was on my now list was there's a beach down on the south coast called Charmouth Beach. It's along the coast there from Lyme Regis, and it's famous for for fossils, and and apparently you can just go along and you can literally pick these things off of the beach if you're looking around. And you know, it's a great thing to do with kids and all that malarkey, but I thought to myself, I've always wanted to do that, you know, that I find that sort of thing interesting. So I did that, was it last weekend or the week before? And we made a bit of a trip of it, you know. We booked a cottage for 2 or 3 days. And we went down there, and then one of the days we actually went to the beach, you know, took the dog and looked for fossils. And within about 10 seconds of being there, we found a fossil, and then we found an even bigger one, you know, 10 seconds before we left.
And they were sunbathing. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry. Unfortunately, yes, I am. And now, Bill Hipkiss has said, for my kids to get off to school one day without major parental intervention.
Yeah, that's not really a nowadays thing.
No, it's not really. I mean, it's not really, is it?
That's more a social comment.
Chris Fisher has put, I use a couple of buckets for cleaning the aquarium, a couple for cleaning the car, for some general gardening. For larger things, I use a wheelbarrow. Yeah. For picking out veg, I use a trug, because it looks better. We also have a mop bucket. Yeah. I think that's all our buckets listed. I'm not sure it will make a good show.
Yeah.
You're rubbish. sorry.
Now, missed the point there.
Let's have a look. Mel has said, I don't really do bucket lists, but there are a few things I'd like to do at some stage. Apart from the first, they're in no particular order. Pass my MS, preferably with a distinction.
Yeah.
Visit New Zealand, so I've gone blind in one eye. Get a tattoo, write 3 books. I have plot outlines and written bits as well. Get a job and ensure that everybody spells things correctly in public.
Well, you know what? For somebody who doesn't do
bucket list,
lists,
I know.
she doesn't half know what she wants to do. That's blooming brilliant, Mel. Fantastic. Absolutely. And that obviously is some sort of qualification, isn't it? Actually, speaking French is on my list as well. Oh. Learn to speak French. Because it's just something I'd really like to do. Just be able to speak another language. That would be great.
Mm.
Yeah. You're not getting any ideas. He's not giving. Let me give you a few more of mine, shall I? One of the things I'd like to do is go on the TV show Bargain Hunt.
My mum would love you then. I know him.
That's the sort of thing I want.
Have you applied? You need to apply.
Yeah, it's very easy to apply.
Yeah, they'll love you being a writer in that hat you wear.
Well, I don't know, because Tim wears a hat as well, so they'll probably tell me not to wear the hat.
Probably.
Who knows? But I watch that show sometimes when I'm having my lunch, and you watch them, and they're dreadful. They're really rubbish, the contestants. You think, I can do better than that. And then, so I'm thinking, you know, that'd be really good fun to go and do that. I'd like to... Oh, one of your listeners might be able to help with this. I've always wanted to drive a tractor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but an old-fashioned one. I don't want it, not because these new tractors, they're like a spaceship. They're air conditioned, and they've got TVs and radios in them, and the internet, and you know, and 2 or 3 bunk beds or something. You know, it's like you can live in those things. No, I don't want that. One of those rickety old tractors that you get on the front of Lady Bird books. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do. Any of your listeners?
There might be. There's a couple of farms. Well, there are lots of farms around in Essex, but I will keep my ears and eyes open.
I'd really like to go inside a lighthouse. I'd really like to go to the theatre and but go in one of those boxes. You know, the ones on the side with a restricted view, but it's a box nonetheless. You know, it's a private little box. Just me, maybe some, you know, close friends.
Yep.
That'd be good fun. I'd like to go to a cheese tasting event. I've been to a wine tasting thing, but cheese tasting would be good. Actually, we one of the places we met was when I was doing one of my bucket list items. Do you remember we went to a supper club?
I knew you before that.
Yeah, I know you did, but that was...
You left, I was singing, and you went, I'm going home now. That's what I remember. I was singing my heart, I'm going home now.
Don't bring that up again. That's because you started singing disco.
I had to sing disco, but I'm going, goodbye. Left.
It was a supper club event, and I hadn't done a supper club event before, and I decided that I wanted to do that.
Supper clubs are good because you can go on your own, and you sit with a load of other people you don't know. Some of them put their hands on your leg. That woman who was sat next to you.
Yeah, and you had your hand on my other leg as well.
No, I didn't.
I felt like I was
sitting across from her. That was my foot.
Oh, right.
It was that woman next to you. She was ever so nice, but she looked a bit drunk. But it was really funny because we all went. There was only one or two couples there. Everybody else was on their own.
And that was quite a good night. We were a couple, didn't they?
No.
Which was quite romantic.
Not until you left me and went, he's meant to be helping me clear the gear away and you're gone by that stage in the middle of my song. So basically we're saying, if you haven't got a bucket list, write out a list of things that you want to do.
No, well, yeah, but start with an empty one first.
Yeah.
Because most people go, oh, I've got no idea. And then you wait for that moment when somebody else is talking about something else and you think to yourself, I really want to do that. That is something I've really wanted to do. And at that point, you whip out the list and you write it down.
If not on your phone, stick it on your fridge, because normally ideas come to you when you're in the kitchen or shuffling around.
Most of my ideas come to me when I'm brushing my teeth. Is that strange? It's probably just me.
No, if you've got an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
I'm saying it might be something to do with the vibrations in your head that causes the thoughts. No, it might be.
It could be that, couldn't it? It causes... it's stimulating the brain, all those vibrations.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the end of what we're saying now?
I think so. Have we got any more comments, or was that
No, that was it, because there was a few come back. It's probably safer to bungee jump from a plane rather than a helicopter. I think Con wanted to bungee jump from a helicopter. So you can't do that, you freak. What's the matter with you? You just jump off the side of a building with a rope.
That's even more dangerous.
Yeah, just a rope that doesn't have any bounce in it. Well, never mind. So you'll be back next month. What are we doing next month? Do you know at the moment?
No idea. But if your listeners got any suggestions, then feel free to.
They got a lot of suggestions. Yeah, I can tell you that.
There's things we can do. Oh, this is just getting worse. I'm digging a hole.
It'd be a
things
big
we
hole.
Can talk about that are happiness related.
Happiness or, related.
Yeah.
Should we finish with your song, Happy?
Oh, go on then. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. We made this number one.
I know we did. Yeah. Three times.
Yeah. Mm.